What's going on, everybody? It's Lethal Weapon, and we're back, and tonight's going to be great. You know why? Because we're live in studio with my main man, Chase. Let's go!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
I can feel it. I like it.
All right. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. We are glad to be back. It's a full house tonight.
Hello, everyone.
Lethal Weapon after show on AfterBuzz with special guest and a new host. It's mind-blowing. Are you guys ready? Buckle in. It's your man, Chaos J, here. You already know where to find me on Twitter. Chaos J, K-A-A-O-S-J, and right next to me, I have the one and only Chase Mango.
Oh, right?
You said Chase Mango, right?
I like Mango better.
Mango, right? Nice. It's Mango. It's Mango, but, you know, on the streets, they know him as Chase Mango.
Yeah.
Get a bar. Like, now, before I throw this off to my lovely co-host, Pietra, we have someone new on the panel.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Everybody, say what's up to the one and only Virginia Reina Dunn.
That's right. I like all three. Yeah. I couldn't get rid of my middle name.
So. There's nothing wrong with that. VRD and the place to be. Let's go.
Right. Nice.
All right.
Hi, everyone. It's Pietra Elise. You know where to find me. Pietra Elise TV on everything. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that good stuff. YouTube. Subscribe.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
And you can find me at Virginia Reina on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay. Nice. And now, Chase, where can they find you, bro?
At Chase Mangum Official on Instagram and Twitter.
Nice.
And that's official. Yeah. Now, I also have to say, can we give a shout out right now? Because we got moms in the building.
Yeah.
Hey. All right. So, with that being said, let's just dive into this.
All right.
Because
we've
got a lot of questions from the fans that we got to tap into.
All right. Yes.
I've got a couple questions. So, you're pretty much going to get interrogated tonight. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. So, let's talk about the show.
All right.
First off, scene opens up with the club.
Yeah.
It looked like a pretty hot club.
Yeah.
I kind of need to know where this club is because I kind of want to check it out. Mine is getting, you know, my wallet lifted.
Once I'm old enough, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
once I'm old enough.
We'll go.
Yeah,
I'll take you there.
Yeah.
I'll be like, Chase, you're old enough. Let's get. So, we open up with a club scene. We see a girl, and she's like a cocktail waitress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Waitress,
cocktail waitress.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
Serving cocktails. And she's talking to some fancy VIP dude, and she's kind of, you know, working her magic so she can get that tip. And as she walks she walks away, and then we see another guy saying, yo, if you don't have my money, I need it in 2 hours, you know, something, something, something.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he's threatening who we find out to be her boyfriend. So, I mean, it kind of opens up a little intense,
yeah.
And then we find out that she hands him the wallet, which was really smooth, because I didn't even see her lift wallet.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about that. For starters,
yeah.
What was your first take when we go to the club scene?
For starters, I mean, come on, Lethal Weapon always gives us a, like, over the top opening, so I wasn't surprised about that. But like you said, it was kind of smooth. It looks like she's been doing this for some time.
Right.
So that was my first input. And then honestly, when I first saw her, I didn't think that she was so like sneaky.
No, not at all. I honestly just thought she was just being a little flirtatious
because
she wanted a tip. I had no idea she was low key like klepto.
Yeah, so that was new for me. How about you?
Yeah, I thought she was going to be the one that was going to get killed because, you know, right away it was like, okay, she's taking the money. They're going to put a hit on her. But so I was really surprised it wasn't her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough. Right, so then we jump to the next scene where, you know, they've done adult things, her and her man. Mind you, he had blown off the fact that the guy was threatening him, saying, yo, like, I need my money in the next 2 hours. And he's like, yeah, you'll get your money in a couple days. Relax. He had completely blown that off. She seemed like she was more concerned about it than he was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that she's feeling for her necklace. She can't find her necklace. And then he gets up because you hear room service. And then, oh, stab right in the face. I didn't see that coming. Did you know?
I jumped back like it.
Right? Because that was in the face. That. And at first, what? It was so fast. Yeah. I thought he got shot in the face.
Yeah.
I honestly thought it was a taser or something at first because it happened so quick. So I really couldn't tell. And was this your first time seeing it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you saw it with us?
Yeah. Wow. So I don't even know what to think. I thought it was like a something just fast, and I saw him fall, and I was like, okay, he's dead.
And then I saw something hanging out of his face, and I'm like, okay, was that like a super advanced dart gun that I've never seen before?
Right.
It still didn't dawn on me just because it happened so fast that it was a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Either way, he gets stabbed in the eye. She jumps under the bed, and I don't know. Like, to me, I'm like, okay, the dude took too long. You see his footsteps, and granted, I don't know how that room was laid out, but it just, to me, I'm like, why didn't he just run and get her?
Yeah.
Because the time it took for him, you know, as soon as he walked in and then she jumps under the bed, I'm like, come on, I can see you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, and we get a lot of that in Lethal Weapon where it's like situations where we know, like, okay, come on. Like,
however,
you know,
he was walking closer to the bed and then the real room service dude shows up.
Yeah.
And that distracted him. Now, I was going to give that guy props. Because normally, you know how we see in, like, TV shows, like, it's like, oh, my goodness. And they kind of linger. And you're like, what are you doing? Run.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that. He was
no
like,
time.
Oh, I got to go.
He was out. He was out.
But then it didn't. It seemed like it made no difference because I'm pretty sure he got killed, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I guess that worked out in her favor.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, that was pretty intense. So, now, I have a complete random side question.
All right.
When you're filming, are you hanging out too? Are you there?
I do, yeah. I hang out. They're very nice to me. The crew gives me a chair. Yeah. All I have to do is stay out of the eyesight or the eye line of all of the actors because I feel like I'm always in their eye line and I don't want to be there. But yes, I'm there.
Okay, so now does that kind of throw you off at all? Or no?
It's better because let's say I'm doing an emotional scene and my mom's crying. I've known I've done good. It's been good. If she's crying, then it's working out.
If mom's got waterworks, then it's like, okay, I hit it.
I did it good.
Yeah. Okay. Now, okay, so back to you. Mm-hmm. Do you, in between takes, do you give any input or are you just completely hands off?
I stay out of his way. I let him. He's wonderful. I trust him. He has a wonderful co-host. Not co-host, but Rex Lynn is amazing.
Rex Lynn is...
Who plays his dad.
He gave me so much good advice. Like, I wouldn't be...
You're good.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
No, I'm not, you know, blowing smoke because I'm like, oh, you're on the show. You're a great guy. No, like, you're legit. You're legit. So, and that was even more solidified with this episode. Like, just the scenes that you're in, it's like, you didn't really get a lot of lines.
Yeah.
But I knew everything on your face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, just read the face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's acting. Like, if you can pick up what someone's feeling.
That's
harder. And a lot of different emotions simply from their facial expressions or lack thereof, that's acting.
I feel like that's even harder to be able to allow the audience to see your acting through your facial expressions because you're not saying anything. Mm-hmm. So in order for that to, like, convey across the screen, that's amazing. Now, I did see in one of the episodes, you had a gun.
I did have a gun.
How did that work?
Well, I got there, and they're like, you're going to be shooting a gun. I'm like, what? So, it's the best thing ever. So, they got me with a rubber gun. They had me do some practice, and then they gave me the real gun with a blank, which was insane. They're like, let me have a practice shoot.
Yeah.
The first time was the scariest thing of my life. I just in shock. But after a while, I finally got the hang of it. But that scene was so fun to shoot. I got to shoot that gun a couple of times. Yeah, I was just a pro just shooting things. And
like, did you?
Oh, wow. He's more advanced than me. I've never even shot a gun before.
See, I'm going to need you to step your game
up. No, I haven't. And I've always said I wanted to go to the gun range. So maybe you have to teach me something.
Let's go. So then my question was, at any point, did you purposely miss your mark so that you could get another take with the gun, or
on purpose?
I mean, I don't want to put you on blast at the same time, but I'm just saying, I know what I would have. I'm like, oh my bad, guys.
Right.
Let's do that one again.
I want to say no.
Okay, I got you.
I want to say no.
I got you.
All right.
And this is your first time ever.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. So, I mean, you have some beautiful memories with Lethal Weapon.
I do.
Yeah.
And more to come, right?
Hopefully, yes.
I'm digging. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm digging the flashback scenes. It definitely adds another layer to his character, and it really explains a lot. Especially for me, I came in super judgmental on this episode because I'm like, really, dude? Like, we waking up in the park? Like, that's what's hot in the streets right now?
Right.
So then, not only that, but then I'm weird and I always think about these things, so I get it. You kind of fell asleep in the park and then you walk to work.
But how do you kind of fall asleep in the park?
You black out and fall asleep. The only thing I kept thinking was because we didn't see, you know, from when he left the park and where he went, if he made any stops. So in my mind, he made no stops. He went straight from the park to work.
Right.
You've been drinking all night. You're all up in Murtaugh's face.
Ooh,
and I just kept thinking, like, his breath has got to be crazy right now. Like, morning breath is its own monster. So then you throw alcohol into that.
The worst.
And then just everything else that just stews as you sleep and just marinates in your mouth.
Move on.
I'm sorry. That's the first thing that came to my mind. I was just like, his breath has got to be crazy hot right now. Obviously, since it's, you know, a TV show, it probably wasn't. But I'm just thinking, you know, in the real world.
Yeah.
Whoa!
But come on, it's Riggs. He's always, like, you know.
But I digress. Flashback scenes definitely give us a lot of different layers and texture to the fabric that is Riggs. So I definitely appreciate that, and you're definitely doing an awesome job.
Yeah, thank you.
Amazing.
So, having a great time doing it.
Props for that.
Yeah.
So let's jump forward. We get to the crime scene, because it's now a crime scene, and we find out that it's Bailey's sister.
So surprising. First of all, I didn't even know she had family, I guess because we never get to see anything of her. So I was like really happy to finally see more of Bailey and get more.
We got a whole Bailey-rific episode.
But wait, did anyone notice that the sister and her did not like favor at all? Was it just me?
No, it's not.
Was it just me? Like,
they didn't look at all.
Because I'm
not even a little bit.
I'm like, come on.
Like, different daddies, maybe?
Like,
I thought there was some comment in there where she made it almost sound like they had different fathers. But
yeah.
I was like, maybe I'm reading too much into it because of the appearance.
No, literally, I'm like...
No diss. Her sister was cute. Shout out to the
show. She's really cute.
Super
She's
cute.
Really cute. I'm just saying as far as, like, the casting to make it more realistic. Like, you look like a younger Rick. You know? Like... I was like,
who
really?
On my notes I refer to as Young Reezy.
Reezy.
But shout out to Michelle because she you know, did her thing with this episode and she definitely cleaned up.
Man, she looked good.
I was not prepared for that.
I said, even you said, Bailey looks hot.
I like, was like, easy. But okay, so we find out that that's her sister. And Riggs kind of runs interference, which was pretty cool of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He dropped the glass with the lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
He just kind of helped her out and, you know, said, look, I'll help you do X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I really appreciate the humor that they put into everything because there are so many emotional scenes in here.
Oh my God, yes.
That you really, that comedic relief is just, it's so nice when it comes.
It helps to lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so what did you guys think about the whole, first off, let's talk about Riggs and Bailey partnering up. That was a nice little change of dynamic. But what were your thoughts about when we start to find out everything that happened that night with Riggs?
Well, initially
did I hit
for me,
too hard?
No, I'm thinking about it, but I wasn't surprised because, you know, every time we hear something about Riggs, it's something like over the top and like dramatic and like, you know, I just feel like, you know, I said every show, like, I mean, at some point we finally got him to say like he needs help, so I guess that's a step. But I'm just, like, you know, tired of, like, the same thing every episode. Like, but it is, at the same time, it's hard to get over something like that because I could not imagine having a childhood like that. At the same time, there's so many people in his life that want to help and love on him, and he doesn't allow them to all the time. So I feel like he's going to continue to go through that until he makes up in his mind that he wants to move forward, which we finally see him do. So hopefully we'll get more of him on another level of maturity.
Well, and it was an opening. Like, I liked the fact that they, you know, continue to show, like, okay, he had a chance to leave, and he didn't do that because he wanted to stand by his father. Right. And that always, he always wants to stand by everybody, you know, just like he was standing by Bailey for this. So it just gives us, like, another layer with the flashback of, like, okay, that was, you know, the song that triggered his dad. That's why he shot the jukebox.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So it the parallel I really like in that.
Yeah, and I do appreciate that each episode we're able to, like, get more and more of him. Like, yeah. More and more is revealed, which that makes it cool, and that's good. But I always struggle with the way I feel about the decisions he make. Because right. I just feel like it could be a better approach from him dealing with his situation.
Mm-hmm. True.
As opposed to waking up drunk in the park.
Exactly. Like, how old are you? You're a cop. Like, why are you still blacking out? Like, I get it. Like, you know, your mind is playing tricks on you. You shoot the, like, but black out?
But I feel like there's a lot of people that are like that. You know, yeah. Like, there's functioning alcoholics everywhere. Yeah. And so it does make it very real. And I think that's, yeah. like, his way of dealing with it. And it's nice because we get more of Chase when we have all
right. that. He's so, like, he wants
Rich to drink as much as you right. want.
Keep the drinks flowing. Okay, yeah. So real quick, I don't know, like, that scene where the social worker's talking to you, like, I wanted you so bad to just be like, yes, help me.
Yeah.
Hit me up later.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. I mean, I get it. Like, that's your father. Like, yeah. you love him. I get it. But at the same time, you are witnessing abuse. You're witnessing him being an alcoholic. You clearly want to leave. We see you go, you know, you yeah. go. But we see yeah. Riggs go, like, hide in the trunk to feel safe. So, obviously, where you're at is not safe and you don't want to be there. How can you grow, evolve, and move on mentally when you are surrounded by this every day that you wake up? Like, every day is a nightmare.
But then if he leaves his dad, who else does he have? Like, he already lost his mom. True. You know? That's so that's good, like, that's his own yeah.
Also, connection. It's not just, like, I need him, but he also needs me.
Right.
Like, that's yeah. the thing. It's like, it works both ways. So
that's true.
So did they ever say, like, did his abuse start before his mother died? Or
yeah, his abuse started before the mother.
Okay.
But, I mean, I need him and he needs me because he's getting drunk and, like, he might get himself killed if I wasn't there, so.
Right. That's as true. Evident as exactly. that scene that's at the bar when young yeah. Reezy stepped in, like, no. Yeah. My mom just died today.
Right. So. Yeah. That's true. I never looked at it from that point of view.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I had a question.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go into some questions. So let me get this out because right. I wrote this down. Okay. So, given that with this particular role, because this isn't your first rodeo, this is a somewhat darker role.
Yeah.
But you're actually. You actually have done some comedy as well.
I have done some comedy.
So, the question I have... Right. I'm saying, get a bar.
Okay.
So, so, which do you prefer? You know, do you have a preference or do you... Is it the same?
I can definitely tell you which one's easier, in my opinion. I think drama in dark is just a lot easier, but comedy's got more of that just funny vibe that just keeps you going. Like, it's just...
I wasn't expecting that answer.
Really?
Yeah. So drama's easier.
Drama is easier.
Okay. All right. I like that. You dig deep and get dark.
Yeah.
Dig deep and get dark.
So then is it hard for you to switch gears from doing, you know, something dark to doing something lighthearted and fun? Or is it pretty much...
It's pretty easy. Because when me and Rex were shooting, we had this one scene where when my mom got shot, I had to run. He had to grab me. And then... the scene ended and me and him just talked and we're laughing the whole time, just giggling and just like laughing, and then they say action and everything's all upset and we're all crying, and then they cut and then we're all just like super happy again. It's great. It's part of our personalities.
See the little secrets that you find out, yeah. the behind the scenes. Okay, so let's jump over to, let me get some of these questions.
All right.
Because I don't want the fans to be upset.
Okay.
We've got a few questions. So one of them is, hey, Chase, you do an amazing job playing young Riggs. What was it like trying to embody Clayne's character as a boy? And then they also want to know, what was it like to work with him?
What was it like to work with Rex?
No, Clayne.
Clayne? I never had the opportunity to work with Klain, which is unfortunate.
It's coming up. It's gonna happen.
I hope so. I hope he finds a portal and
right. But no. What I mean is, like, just work with, just being on set with him at the same time.
He seemed really nice. I walked by him a few times. He looks outgoing.
Yeah,
has fun. Yeah.
We were discussing beforehand that they have two different sets, right?
Yeah.
So they shoot at different times.
Yeah.
They've never met.
Fun fact.
They've never met, which is unfortunate. Right. I've walked by him and I've like been trying to be like, hi.
No,
like,
you need to go for it.
Yeah.
You have to go for it next time. You have to make me a promise when you walk by him. Look, Pietra told me
that
I need to walk up to you and say hello. So All right. I'm going for it.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay, so then the next question is, what was the audition process like for you to get the role of Riggs?
It was actually quite funny, because I was watching the show a week before I got the audition. Like, what are the odds? So my friend's like, you gotta watch a show called Lethal Weapon. I'm like, all right. I was checking it out. It was pretty funny. I was laughing. I was crying. And then I got this audition for Lethal Weapon. I'm like, wait, I watched this show. Oh, right. this is gonna be pretty cool. Because I was familiar with Riggs, and I was like, oh, wow, he's got like this, you know, southern accent. He's always drunk, alcoholic. So I just tried to, like, process that. When I was a kid, before I could drink alcohol, and I kind of nailed it, I guess, which got me the audition.
Okay.
Really fun.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, and then the next question, well, first off, I have to ask.
All right.
Prior to getting this role, and prior to the show, debuting, had you watched the movies?
Never watched the movies.
And you still haven't watched the movies?
I still have not watched the movies.
He's not now, allowed to watch
have
the
you
movies.
Watched the movies?
Okay.
Movie?
There you go, Mom.
There we go. Okay.
I just tried watching the movies this weekend, and the first one, the first 5 minutes, there's three naked people. And so
what?
I was like, and I don't remember this because I remember Danny Glover on a toilet with their house about to blow up. That's like the only scene I can recall. And then, like, the first scene is a nude lady. The next scene is Mel Gibson naked, and
see,
then Danny Glover is naked in a bathtub. I was like, what was going
on
in
the
90s?
It's funny the things that people remember, because I don't remember. I remember that, obviously, I remember the explosive toilet scene.
Right.
But
I'm excited to watch this movie
right?
now. Yeah.
I don't remember the other stuff you mentioned.
Yeah. I mean,
but I've never seen the movie.
I've never seen them.
It's like everybody was naked in the 90s is what I can
Oh, Lord.
It was crazy.
One night we'll fast forward everything. We'll just have him close his eyes and fast
forward. We'll watch the censored version. Yeah. Okay, so real quick. Now, what were your thoughts when that, you know, when that audition came through? Because you've seen the movies.
I have, but I saw the show. So I knew it was a much different product, which it is.
But were you kind of like, oh, snap, that's, you know, like my son's about to be on the Lethal Weapon show.
Riggs, that's really cool.
Like the next generation, exactly. Yeah, he's not just a bit player.
And we watch the show. It's a great family show. It reminds me of like Starsky and Hutch and a lot of those movies or TV shows I grew up with in the 70s. It's just a family, show.
Right.
You know, we all sit down and watch it. We've been watching it, you know, since the first season. So
awesome.
And how does it work with, how has it changed your life with school and stuff? You go to public school or private school?
Private school.
Private school, so.
It's great shooting. It's like one day, it's 2 days out of the month, just shooting for 8-hour days, and it's great. It's like the best rodeo.
Can I go back and be a child actor right now?
Like, so you're able to still, because I always wonder, like, with kids, like, are they able to still go to dances and have a regular life, you know, while still pursuing your dreams?
Yeah.
But it seems as if, like, it's a piece of cake. Yeah. Like, 2 days out the month?
Yeah, two days out of the month.
You are lucky.
Shooting 8-hour days. Everyone, they're so nice. It flies by.
That's
great.
Awesome. That's awesome. Okay. So I have a couple other questions.
Okay.
But I'm going to toss those to the side.
All right.
Let's wrap up this episode real quick.
Okay.
And then we can finish with this interrogation. Okay. So fast forward, they find out that the VIP is, you know, asking when Jess is going to come back to work. Jess volunteers as bait.
Yep.
Bailey's not really about that life, but she says, you know, but then after Captain Avery comes in, he's like, I can't on the record tell you to do this, but off the record, you should do this.
I love him. He is just the best.
Yeah.
Like, the way he just, like, goes with everybody and, you know, but, yeah, he's just the best. He's one of my favorites.
I'm looking forward to another Captain Avery scene. Like, a full, not scene, but just, like, episode. Just Captain Avery just all up in the mix.
Yeah.
But, you know, not so he tells her to go along with it. Now, let's jump back. We find out that Riri's boyfriend, Robbie McNeely, is low-key like a two-time adult.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's even running some games.
I didn't even know they start so early. Like, I didn't know kids, like, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but he's full-on kissing. I'm like, what?
Well, see, what like, I was expecting, because, you know, we see, Roger trying to console her, and like, no, like, it's not what you think. You're overthinking things. And then, you know, once they go on the stakeout, like, he was macking all the honey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, wait, like...
That, like I said, I thought, like, you know, when she said cheating...
I was waiting for him to prove her wrong, and he'd be like, no, see, like, it's just an innocent mistake, and you just misunderstood.
I thought when she meant cheating, like, texting little girls, going to the movies, he's at her job, hanging out, kissing. In the public eye, just not hiding anything, just out and about. Like, what?
Yeah, they were not 21st
century.
Like, clearly, I'm like, you know?
Yeah.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
He's like, yeah,
he's like,
true.
My mom's here. Let's
But no, it's I mean, it's crazy. Obviously, times have changed, so it is what it is. I felt a little bad for her, but not too bad.
I felt bad. Yeah. I felt almost bad, cried.
But I didn't feel that bad because at the end of the day, she's young. He's a jerk.
Yeah.
You'll find someone better. It works out better that way anyway. You don't really need to date your neighbor.
I just felt bad that she had to find out the way that she did. I mean, you know?
Yeah, but you know girls do that. Like, they stalk the Instagram. You know,
That's really true.
Like, especially the hate to say it. It's
they analyze every like.
Yep.
They analyze any tags.
Yeah, that's like, true. I mean, I still do that, so.
See, there you have it.
And then the other thing that I really liked was their relationship. Like, Murtaugh does not want to call his wife. Like, that is such a true thing. Like, he's like, I'm going to figure this out. I don't need to alert my wife.
That's so true. Because, I noticed that.
Yeah, you don't want to have to call the wife when she's away. Who knows what Trish was doing, but, you know, he was like, I got this. I'm going to figure it out. And it was a really cute moment between
them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did like that he put forth so much effort to just keep things contained and handle it on his own. I mean, this dude brought out night vision goggles.
I know.
And listening equipment.
Such a good dad. I even wrote, Roger's such a good dad. Like, he did his best with everything. Like, he said on the phone, I've broken, like, 4 or 5 laws, and you're telling me it's not
like,
good enough?
It?
Like,
right.
What?
Like, that's it?
Yeah, so I was Team Roger this episode.
Well, and the best part was when she dumped whatever drink he was drinking.
Yeah.
He
was like, that's that was my everything.
Baby. Right.
He deserved it. That was everything.
No, he did. He did.
I didn't know what she was going to do when she was walking over,
I didn't
though.
Either.
So I'm like,
nervous.
Okay, I'm happy. Whew. Good.
Yeah, that was the safe way to go and still get your point across.
I was hoping for a smack.
He deserved it. I was too.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Like, I was waiting on the smack.
Yeah, I know.
But if anything, I can just hope that smoothie hit
the
that keyboard.
Roger probably would have jumped
and then
up.
Just messed up his laptop as well. So we can hope for that.
I know.
That'll teach him a lesson.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to, you know, Jess. We find out that the money that I guess somehow the she finds a key.
Yep.
And that key is, you know, got a bag full of money in this locker. And that's what those guys were after, which also I still didn't quite get how that tied into the random VIP guy and the quadruplets. Is it the quadruplets?
I think
triplets.
One of... Yeah.
See, but was it triplets? Because...
It was triplets. Well, one of them didn't look exactly, but you know sometimes twins aren't identical.
Yeah.
So. No. But hold on, wait. This is where I'm going to stop, because I thought it was triplets, and I wrote that down and crossed it out. Because when Bailey...
I wrote that down.
When Bailey and Murtaugh are in the trunk, they pop the trunk, you see all three of them. But at that moment, when you see all three, remember, Riggs is still with that other one. That looks just like the other three.
Did he?
I just
like
feel
him?
Like he wasn't with. I feel like he must have stepped out. I thought, I don't know, I may be wrong, but I thought when they opened the trunk, it was one of them, and then it was the other one because he said the mustache, and then it was the other one, but then all three of them came. Mm-hmm. And I think he said, you need to go back to check on your partner or something like that.
Oh,
so I think one of them
so
went
I
back.
Corrected.
I don't know. I may be wrong.
Or maybe there was.
I was about to say you're reaching, but no, that
no,
makes
I
sense.
Feel like because you know what? After he like go and check, because he said my brother, he said don't try anything Because we have your partner and my brother, something, something. I don't know.
Okay, that's right. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just
so it was triplets.
Okay. And then even inside, Riggs said, you know, oh, you guys, so it's three of you guys. He said, so it's three of you guys. Like, do you guys, how does that work with the clothing?
Right. Like, and then they get into the fight scenes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I love the action scenes and the, obviously, but I love the fight scenes because they make them make sense.
Yes.
Like,
and
he
Riggs
didn't just
so
kick
smart.
His legs up and then just start doing a whole bunch of crazy kung fu. Like, you know, he made sense. Like, he distracted him with the fork or whatever the metal thing was.
Yeah.
Which I'd be scared to do that because my dad would get electrocuted.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. So one thing about Riggs is, despite everything that he comes with, the man is smart and he knows how to do his job.
Yeah.
So
this is very true. But so does Roger. Roger knows how to do his job.
Yeah.
He's
more
just a little bit more straight-laced, more by the book.
Yeah.
He was kind of killing me when they were in that trunk talking about, okay, so let's go over this description again. And, you know, meanwhile, they're throwing materials to bury them in the ground alive. And he's still concerned with the mustache and stuff. But at the same time, I kind of thought, okay,
just calming her down. It was
right,
so
and that's what I thought. I thought he was trying to distract her.
Yeah.
So I give him credit.
And then
for
too,
that.
I mean, you always want to. I am such an optimist, so I get it. Like, you don't ever want to put your mindset of, like he said, like take your mind off of that. We're not even seeing that. Just think, just know we're gonna get out of here. Just know when we're in court, what are we gonna say? Okay, so when we get out, you're ready, and you're not thinking I'm gonna die. You know, because you are what you think at the end of the day.
Also, Bailey can fight.
Like, did you see her?
I was surprised. She just came and started kicking those guys. I was like,
Bailey was handling
her
business.
Was. I was surprised too. Like, I was like, okay, Bailey.
Yeah.
And then with no hands because she was like handcuffed. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, girl, go ahead because I would have, I don't know if I would have got out of that one.
I don't know. I was very impressed. I thought it was a great episode.
Yeah.
So we get to see Riggs get out of his situation. He takes down one of the brothers, and then we see Bailey get out. We see Murs. I'm sorry, that's how I referred to him on in my notes. It's Murs, Murtaugh. We see him take over as they're driving off. Action ensues, crashes ensues, and then you see that the car tip over, it hits something, it explodes. And Riggs runs over.
I was so mad. I was so mad at the way he reacted. Because if that was my partner, after all that you guys have been through, you're just sitting there like,
but
I would have ran to the fire like, no, like, what is something.
I feel like,
but
like
Riggs. It's Riggs.
It's so
like,
I know,
right. Yeah, it's Riggs. So,
but come on, we've seen more reaction and expression from him from other stuff.
But hold on, I feel like. In reality, you aren't going to just run and drop to your knees and why? You're not
going to
do that.
Not even that. Try to save him. Like, half of the car wasn't even lit on fire in the back.
But,
I'm like, what?
Hold on. Pause. Time out. He isn't new to this. So he knows that that car wasn't done.
Yeah.
He knows that there's going to be a few more explosions or explosion after that. So, one, I'm thinking he's playing it safe. And two, I feel like that's a real reaction. And I say that because
I say that because
you don't immediately just snap into hysterics.
Yeah.
Or at least most people don't.
But he was standing there.
So your first reaction is you're shocked. Like, oh snap, did this car just blow up with my partner in it? So that's what I took from it.
I'm with Roger. When he walked up, he's like, wow, really? This is how your reaction would be if something...
How did he get out of the car? That's my question.
Right.
Oh!
Thank you.
How did he get out of the car?
That's what I was thinking, too.
And I kept thinking... Well, because I was looking, and obviously we know that he wasn't dead. And I kept thinking, at what point did he jump out of the car?
Yeah.
Obviously, I know they didn't want to show it because that would have given away the reveal of him coming back and be like, that's all you're going to do? But I
kept thinking... Some things are just unreal.
The car was at least hitting 50, so like... That's pretty cool.
Jumping out of
if
that.
If he can
is
jump out
dangerous.
Of that, that's pretty cool, though.
That's
a skill to add to the list.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I know, right? I want to see.
On those
I want to see.
Skills.
I asked, what's her name? Rihanna? I asked her the same thing when she was here. Are you open to, like, doing any action? in the film? Like, are you down for that?
Yeah, I'm down.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to see you jump off some buildings all right. and stuff.
It might not really? Be a lethal weapon.
I'll jump off a building.
As young Riggs.
I can totally see it.
But we're
going to
see it at some
I can totally
point.
See it at some point.
Okay, so since we're talking about action and jumping off of things,
okay.
Let's talk about this hot new project that I found that you're working on that's coming up soon.
Yeah?
Can you talk about it?
Yeah, can you talk about it? Sure. A little bit. Is racist white zombies?
White racist zombies.
White racist zombies.
What?
I was reading this at work and I lost it. And then I was telling my coworker and we were on the floor dying. Like, I was like, are you serious?
So what is it about? Tell me.
So please.
It's about zombies, but instead of the white people become the zombies and the black people have to run from the zombies the whole time.
Oh,
because
Lord.
The zombies don't want brains.
Yeah, they want yeah.
They want black people.
Yeah. It's the funniest.
Where okay. wait.
And let's talk about the star-studded cast, cuz we've got Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
We've got Chase.
Yeah.
I play
give me some.
We've got aren't
give me
you
some.
In
Mar-
as well?
Aren't small you? Little part.
Okay. Mom's in it.
Mom?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to be doing, Mom?
I'm a zombie.
She's like, I'm a zombie.
She's trying to get some melanin brains.
Listen. So where can we watch? When is it coming out? Like,
it probably we're shooting it now. It probably won't be out until June or July.
Okay.
Oh,
on
that's
what
perfect.
On what network?
Right for the summer.
It's a movie.
So. What?
It's a full length feature film.
Congrats, you two. Okay, teamwork. Thanks. I see it.
Team Zombie.
Yeah. So, and it sounds, just from the title alone and from who we have in there, it sounds like it's going to be hilarious.
That's amazing.
Written by Aaron Shore, who does People of Earth, which is a great show, and he also works show, on yeah. Everyone Loves Raymond in The Office, and he's the writer of the show too.
Congratulations, oh, nice. You two.
So that, really that answers funny. The question as well.
Yeah.
Let me see what I did here. One of the fan questions was what upcoming projects you have. So
yeah.
See what I did there? See how I worked
yeah,
that in there?
That worked. Yeah. That worked.
So yeah. Are we going to get to see you jump off some stuff? Or
yeah, I'm down. I'm down.
I okay. love the fact that you're open to everything. We're yeah. like, okay, playing the guitar, okay, acting, okay, singing, okay, yeah. jump. You're down for whatever.
Yeah.
Nice.
Action fun. Hero in the making.
Right.
Chase Mango.
It's right. Get ripped and then we got it.
Are you in the gym now?
No.
Gotta get in the gym, Chase. Gotta get in the gym.
I need to get strong. All my friends are, like, getting, like, bigger. I'm like,
what, really? No, yeah. Wait. How old are you again?
14.
And your friends
you've
are in the
nothing.
Gym
he's
getting bigger?
Time.
Oh, my goodness.
Good.
I know you are.
You're good.
So, yeah. 14, you are in the 7th grade?
8th grade.
8th grade.
Going into high school. So, we got tests and extra homework to get into high school and homework high school applications.
What? So are you thinking about, I know you're just getting to high school, but are you thinking about college?
College?
Not thinking about college
not
yet?
Yet.
USC, okay. UCLA seem really cool. Like
so you're going to stay home,
they're solid. It's a solid school.
You're trying to stay home. Mom is like, yeah, he's staying yeah. home.
She forced that's me to so. Say this.
We'll talk offline. Okay,
cool.
So at the end of this, we Jess agrees to go ahead and, you know, like, first off, they recover the money.
Yeah.
Which, you know, to go even further back, you know, Bailey was like, look, I'm proud of you, because she was surprised that her sister didn't pinch
surprised.
Off a couple stacks, because I
yeah.
can't say I
yeah.
wouldn't have.
Well,
especially
surprised.
This is dirty money. It's not like
yeah.
they're missing it. Either way, I'm just
it's not
being
like they're missing it.
Honest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, so that's resolved. We find, you know, they get the money. She agrees to, she tells Bailey, look, don't put up a fuss. Like, it's okay. Like, I'm ready to own up to my responsibilities.
Yeah.
And when, you know, when this is over, maybe we can get back to being cool again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we get a little bit of a happy ending. I wanted to talk about, but we were running out of time. I wanted to talk about the flashback about the get right, because there's
yeah.
a moment where
yeah.
we see Riggs talk
yeah.
to the taxi driver, because all throughout this he's trying to piece together what happened to his truck and what happened that night. Essentially, we see that he shot up the jukebox, he had a restraining order at that
yeah.
bar, and then we see the taxi driver say, like, you know, I took you to a car wash, and he hosed yourself down, and you kept saying, I just got to get right, and then we
yeah.
flash to the scene where you're hosing.
His
Rex.
Dad?
Rex, yeah.
Rex. You're hosing Rex down. How was that fun?
That was the funnest thing. He's like, don't miss. That's just full blast right in the face.
You had to keep a serious look.
I had to keep a serious look the whole time. I was like trying not to crack up, just spraying him, and he's like dying. It was funny.
Yeah, it looked like I kept thinking from a behind the scenes perspective that that was probably a really fun scene to shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. So after that, let's see what else happens.
The only other thing that I have that we kind of didn't talk about was the similarity of Riggs and Bailey, because we noticed that we saw that Bailey lost her mom and they have that in common. So I think that's why she and Riggs kind of understand each other. She kind of talked about it a little bit at the desk when she was with Roger. She kind of was saying how, like, you know, he has his own stuff that he's going through, but at the end of the day, she knew she wouldn't have been judged if she'd have went to him versus Murtaugh. You know, he kind of has his stuff together. He would have been more of like a mentor and telling her right from wrong versus really being understanding in the moment. So I thought that was really good that we were able to see more about Bailey, and maybe more stuff would uncover about her. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, Murtaugh is always in parenting mode, I think, too. Yeah. Right. So he's always like...
But I can appreciate that, you know?
Yeah. No, it is nice.
But I think that's it. That was it. It was a really good episode.
Yeah.
And thank you for coming.
We appreciate you
coming. Thank you for having me. It was great.
Real quick, just to wrap. Yeah. So I did like how everything came full circle. Because when he was talking with Cahill, she said, like, you know, you just need to be able to understand and learn when to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And we see he, you know, tells Roger that he needs some help. Yeah. And he's like, I've been waiting for you to say that. And he takes him to the garage and shows him that I have your truck.
And at the end of the day, like I always say, this show, sure, you guys didn't see me cry today, but usually I am boo-hooing, but they wrapped it quick. They almost had a moment, and they were like, all right, time to go.
Okay, this is uncomfortable. All
right, let's go. Yeah. But they always know how to end with a teary moment and bring us back together, so...
Well, and they also showed that Riggs had the paperwork for his parole for his father to speak. And so he also wanted to, you know, clear that up, that, like, he always doesn't
have... It's like
he's
a trigger.
Conflicted about
it. Right, yeah. It's a trigger.
I mean, I think the only way he can get better is if he sees his father. Because, like, see how he's changed. Like, that might make him better. And, like, maybe lose his alcohol addiction.
Now,
is he changed, though? Because isn't he still in, like, a crazy gang? And he just had his, like, girlfriend's dog killed. Right. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't go parole that guy or speak on his behalf. I think you killed my girlfriend.
Well, I feel like there's so many different layers that, unfortunately, because we don't have that much time, we're technically out of time, we'll have to address later.
No.
However,
thank you.
Again, thank you for coming and hanging out with us.
For sure.
You are always welcome to come and hang out
all
with
right.
us.
And congratulations to everything that you have going on. I wish you so
thank
much
you.
Success
thank you so
and blessings.
Much.
And we have to go see that movie.
Oh,
I
definitely.
Know.
And then, like I said, I know the season's not over, so you guys are welcome to come back. Shout out to the mom, Mrs. Leah.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us as well. I'm your host, Chaos J, my lovely co-host. Shout out to Alexis. She's not here with us.
We missed you, Alexis. Yeah.
We miss you. We'll see you on the next one. Where can they find you? Let's start with you. Where can they find Chase? Because they need Chase Mangum in the
right. No, right, Chase?
Yeah. Find me at Chase Mangum Official on Instagram and Twitter.
All right.
You can find me.
We need to get you a Snapchat.
My Snapchat? Snapchat.
You forgot it.
I know. Okay. C Tanner. Okay, I got it. Okay. C Tanner 137.
Nice.
Boom.
Boom.
There you go.
And you all know where to find me, Pietra Elise, Pietra Elise TV on everything. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel. Follow me.
And you can find me at Twitter and Instagram at Virginia Reina.
Nice.
And I got to work on the Snapchat.
It's okay, girl. We got you.
It's okay. I don't have a Snapchat either. Again, real quick, welcome.
Thank you.
And it's great. And we're going to rock this thing out. All right, everybody, that has been our show.
Thank you all.
Thanks for tuning
in. Thank
Until you. Next week, be safe.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later.
From executive producers,
the views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.